tastes like Mexico.
Woohoo! Candy bars.
All right, here we go. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm Rich.
And I'm Mike.
And we want to thank everyone out there for listening to our show.
Thanks.
And for liking and subscribing and rating and reviewing and all that fun stuff that you do on whatever podcatcher you're using, mm-hmm. preferably on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, because iTunes is gone. It's been Apple Podcasts for a while now. I just still say iTunes because that's
people
what
know.
I say, but it's Apple Podcasts, and that's the big one. If you leave us ratings, reviews, and all that stuff, that's where we will get the most exposure, and that would be great. We'd be grateful for that, but you can follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. You can email us at lifesabinge@gmail.com. You can send us a voicemail at 619-438-0532. Mm-hmm. And
do we have an official Twitter handle?
At Life's a Binge.
Right on.
Tweet
at us.
You can tweet at us, and you can follow us on Instagram at Life's a Binge. It's all Life's a Binge.
Yeah.
Everything's Life's a Binge. And if you would like to become a subscriber of our show and help us out financially so that way we can get new microphones and stuff like that, like we just did, you can hit us up at patreon.com/lifesabinge. You can become a producer like Big Daddy Moneybags, Todd LaRoe, Jessica Jansen, or Kathy Weintraub. Or you can become a couch potato like Mike, myself, David, and BJ.
Oof.
And then there's the honorary bingers out there as well. You guys are awesome possums, and you know who you are. Remember who you are, Simba. Anybody? Can anybody
that
do
that? That was a,
James Earl Jones.
That was a little Mufasa, a little bit movie trailer guy.
I can't. There's no way I can
in
do
a world
it, James,
where one line.
James Earl Jones.
Remember who you are.
That's you sounded like Ben Wyatt trying to do Bobby Newport.
That's my movie
Bobby
trailer
Newport.
Voice.
That one.
The Bud Light guy,
yes.
Sports Center.
Brought to you by
yes.
In a world,
it's all the same voice. It's all nasal.
Brought to you by.
Yeah, you gotta.
I know we haven't said we
on
haven't
the roof
started
of your mouth.
Oh, that's all right. I can hit the button for you.
So,
tangent train
with the Padres on 97.3.
The fan.
There's a dude on there who.
Oh my god! I know who you're talking about.
It drives me up the fucking wall.
He's like a chain smoker the whole time.
I can't stand it. I can't.
It sounded painful.
But it is. I don't know. He's not part of the fan though. He's like a CBS guy. Because like
fuck
I think at
guy.
A certain time it switches
his name
is like to
Farrell
like
or something.
CBS
yeah, is that
Sports
Farrell?
Radio.
Yeah, Farrell. I think it's Farrell.
As in like.
No.
No.
But it's. Yeah, he has this weird, like...
I love that raspy voice of his.
Oh, God,
I guess
horrible.
People do, because I just... Like, as soon as I hear it, my face just goes...
Well, I guess it's a good thing we don't have Ryan Shores on tonight.
I can't.
We're talking raspy voice to people.
No, it's just him.
Oh,
like,
man.
It's just... And I think it's just, like, it's a style. It's, like, a style...
I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I am not a fan.
I can't even like do an impression of it because I start coughing because
yeah.
it's like so back here. Mm-mm. I can't even. Anyway.
Because defense wins championship.
It's horrible. It's horrible. But with that tangent out of the way, let's go ahead and start the show. You guys know what to do. Take a big breath with us.
Life's a binge.
Right?
What's up?
What's up?
What is up, my dudes?
What's up?
All right.
That sounds like that your version of that voice sounded like the guy from South Park. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The
it's not a good idea. I don't know what's happening here.
Does that still do those things still exist?
The South Park does, but I don't
know. No, the thingies.
The like for the tracheotomy.
I don't think that character's around anymore either on South Park.
Oh, like, I have no idea.
Tracheotomy sounds right to me, but
isn't that the procedure of like
opening it?
But that's not when you like rip out the trachea, right?
I don't know.
Like when you lose it entirely because of cancer and smoking.
This is why I'm not
a
medical professional.
But do they still have the box? Like anyway. What's up, guys?
See, because in Roadhouse, he rips out his throat.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I got a Nintendo Switch.
Yes, you did.
It's awesome.
That's fantastical, and it makes me happy.
You have one, too?
Oh, yeah.
You have one, too, Mikey?
No, not yet. I'm the sad panda over here.
Mikey, you're fired.
Definitely.
It's super fun. And getting it, I learned something about Lindsay.
What's that?
She's very competitive when it comes to Mario Kart. Dude. I mean, like, gets really animated about it, too. And I just never would have guessed that she would give a shit, let alone, like, mother, like, cursing at the thing and yelling at it, like, oh, that's garbage and all.
Mario Kart ruins friendships.
Wow.
Mario Kart ruins.
This will be the true test of our relationship.
Yeah. You're, like, in first place cruising like a motherfucker, and then all of a sudden this blue shell comes out of nowhere, and, like, your friend's like,
damn it.
Yeah.
That's cool. I played the one Super Mario Kart with a bunch of different tracks. I forget what it's called, but for the PlayStation
3. That sounds like all of them.
Could be any of them.
PlayStation? No, that's not Mario Kart.
Though. Crash Bandicoot?
Probably. I mean, it had like Eggman, right? And Sonic. Oh, no, maybe it was Sonic. It was Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic Team Racers.
Sonic. Yes.
Or Sonic Racers.
Sonic R.
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
Not Mario.
Yeah.
Dude, Mario Kart's the best. It's the OG like fighting racing, and it's the bomb.
Such a fun game. And the other game we got was, I mean, come on, how could I not get Breath of the Wild?
Did you start it?
It's so beautiful.
It's so good. I was just
running through the plains, like looking up at the sky. Like I could just look at this game. I don't have to play the game.
It's gorgeous.
I could just look at this.
You sling it onto your big screen?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would play it on the...
The screen looks
great. I haven't played it on the handheld
you'll
yet.
You'll get there.
Which I'm sure I will, yeah.
Because you'll be like, man, I'm kind of tired and I want to lay down, but
yeah.
I just kind
of
keep doing this dungeon.
So what's the storyline with this game?
I mean, it's another Zelda game. It's Zelda. Yeah,
okay.
it's pretty much what you've come to expect. But probably the first
played a Zelda
the game. First real like this is an open world where you can go anything you can see, you can get to.
That's kind of cool.
And it's awesome.
And it's amazing.
Is that some like, oh, there's a hill you just can't get up and over?
You climb it.
Oh yeah. Right on. And now you can. You can go anywhere.
You can go anywhere.
What I like is if they had like these ones like Spider-Man and these other ones where you could go into any window or door. Like, that would be kind of cool.
That would be really cool.
Probably take a ton of
a lot of
data. A lot of data.
So that's what amazes me about these. So most of the games are, like, downloaded, right? Or the data's downloaded? Because the games themselves are, like,
tiny.
No bigger than an SD card.
Yeah,
they're tiny.
It's crazy.
Which I did not know.
Yeah, it's crazy. So here's the question.
It's worth it.
Did you get the Pro Controller?
Yes.
Word, did you get two of them?
I got one of them.
Okay. So, when you're playing Mario Kart, did one of you have the Pro Controller and the other one have both Joy-Cons in the little thingy?
Both Joy-Cons in the little
thingy. Okay. Because I have yet to play a multiplayer game where each person only has
one
Joy-Con.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet either.
And I've seen people and they say that it works, but it's so small. I just can't imagine that it would be fun.
I've played it like that on mine, but I have played it like that on someone else's.
Okay.
And
it works?
It works fine, honestly. Yeah. I mean, it's not as good as having a... I like having a nice...
Dude, the Pro Controller's...
Having my hands full with a nice big controller.
Big black, nice big beefy controller.
Pro Controller.
Are they all black?
They are. Well, no, the Joy-Cons
just
are...
Just the good ones.
The Joy-Cons are multicolored. They cover everybody.
Right on.
Yeah, so because the only thing that I played with the Joy-Cons by themselves was we were at Samantha's friend Amy's house, and her son really wanted to play Mario Party.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the mini games, and I was like, I'll play a couple mini games, and, like, we instantly were just going, at this kid's, like, 7 years old, and I'm like, oh, boy, it is on.
I'm like, destroy you!
You are going down! And that was the only thing that I put, but, yeah. I mean, that's conducive for that, where you're like, oh, can you shake the apple trees out of the, shake the apples out of the apple tree fat? And so you're like, you're just shaking the Joy-Con controller.
And he hasn't had that experience
but,
yet.
But, I mean, that works for the that small of a controller, but trying to play Mario Kart, like, I just can't picture it when your thumbs are that close together.
Yeah, I could do it,
but
yeah, I haven't tried that
yet. I haven't done it yet. But I'm sure it'll work out. But that's exciting news.
It is exciting.
Congratulations.
It's so much fun.
What's up with you, PJ?
Did my first summer gig at the zoo, which is cool.
You know how I know that?
Because you saw my live. Because
I saw Facebook Live.
I figured, like, it's kind of a tradition. I think it's the third summer of doing these.
I think so.
Doing these, and it's just like, oh, and we're going to be moving to a different location. And when we go to this other location in the zoo, it's just not ready yet. We won't be taking the sky ride across, which I'm going to miss for sure because it's just cool. And but for now, it was fun. It was fun. There were some people who remembered me from last summer, like kids. And they're like, hey, remember this guy? And you asked for Yellow Submarine, and he looked it up and played it later, remember? And like, yeah. And then this kid.
Can you play it again? No.
Yeah.
I was like, you want to hear it? Sure, we can do it.
Hey, I want to get sued.
Come back in an hour.
Well, it's cool. One of the things is, like, our rights have changed. They've expanded as far as, like, what we can cover in the zoo, because the zoo didn't pay for everything. So they didn't pay for – there's, like, apparently that's, like, three – or so major, like ABSCAP.
You just said it wrong, and it totally threw me off.
Sorry.
ASCAP, BMI, and I forgot the third major one.
But the new one has the Beatles catalog, so we could do all the Beatles stuff.
That's something I never thought about.
Yeah.
Like, so I know that up, like, theme parks, like, pay for rights and stuff to play the actual songs through, like, the park or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, I never would have guessed they had to pay for rights for the on-foot talent
and
to play, too.
Apparently, like, bars and stuff who do live music have to as well. Like,
so
there's a certain, like, licensing agreement.
And SeaWorld does that, too. So when they're doing, like, the big, you know, food fest or whatever, and they have the acts come on the California stage or whatever, do they send in their set list and then they cross out the ones
they
pay
for everything? They pay for it.
Yeah, they cover
like
everything.
They get a big blanket one.
Yeah.
Because I know there was a couple things that we couldn't do back in the day when I was there. Like, we couldn't play certain songs for the pre-shows and stuff.
Was that post-Blackfish?
Yeah.
So it might have been one of those ones where
maybe
they had pulled their rights to it.
Yeah, maybe.
So,
yeah. Anyway, but that's cool.
But it's cool, and so far so good, and all the way through September, Mondays and Thursday nights at the zoo. Come see me.
Word.
At the Elephant Plaza.
Odyssey. That's nice though, because that's like right towards the front, so you don't gotta trek all the way over.
No, that's in the back.
Yeah, it's in the back.
But you can take the bridge right there, so it's not.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, you just cross that big ass bridge and you're right there, right?
Well,
it's
now,
towards the front.
Yeah, that bridge is new last year, but I don't know. I haven't walked that way because I don't want to walk.
Right.
I don't walk anywhere.
Like, take the Skyfari.
I have to walk a little bit more because they're doing a bunch of. They're building a new children's petting zoo area, so there's a whole bunch of construction that's happening. So I have to make a little bit longer walk through the reptile house. Where the old one was.
Oh, okay.
So next to Wegaforth Bowl in the west, southwest corner.
Expanding towards where that like other like little stage pavilion thing is, maybe.
Yeah, that's where that is.
Yeah. Anyway. You're welcome, everyone outside of San Diego, for talking about details of it. San Diego Zoo.
But, you should know. It's world famous.
It is world famous.
That's what I say every time.
It's true.
To the world famous San Diego Zoo.
Hell yeah.
Our zoo's better than yours.
It is. It's a true story.
It is. I can, like, wherever you are.
That's why in movies, when they reference like animal experts and stuff, they're like, coming from San Diego, we have such and such person to take care of whatever.
Yep. Hey, they got that zoo there.
Here's a question I have about the in reference to last week's episode. We talked about the Baywatch at SeaWorld.
Yes.
So I have only seen that clip that you posted on the the thing. I haven't seen the whole episode. Mm-hmm. So from what I can gather from that clip, is this sea lion has been shot?
Yes, by a cartoonishly evil fisher, like a fisherman who is cartoonishly evil.
So this is supposedly a wild sea lion that gets shot. Okay, because yes. I'm just sitting there watching, and I'm like, they're doing husbandry on this thing. It's not moving. It's wide awake.
Cross the
and he's
wrong
like
guy.
Sitting here, like putting his target on and everything. And I'm like,
I'm sure they were just using one of the
sea lions. Right, but I'm like, this thing's supposed to be wild. Like, did they talk about sedating it at all, or is it just like, oh, he does what he's told because that's what sea lions do.
Like, all sea lions anyway, do. Well, just... Pamela Anderson apparently has magical powers with the animals. So she's
got magical something.
She's natural at it.
I had to do that.
Oh, good times. Anyway, that was just a random question.
Oh man, you should watch it. I mean, it's so bad.
What season is it?
On
is it
a
early
scale
on?
Of
is it early on in the show? Do you
I don't remember the season, but I looked it up and then like went just straight to that. So I haven't watched any other episodes.
On a scale of Belle Biv DeVoe to Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, how 90s is it?
I feel like it's almost 80s almost. Like
really?
It's like it's like MTV.
So closer to Belle Biv DeVoe.
MTV.
That answers that.
You know, Hard Bodies and
Singled Out.
And cheesy music, man. Like this theme from Star Trek, the one.
I was about to sing the Baywatch theme song, not the
You know that one. So
yeah. I've got faith of the heart.
Okay, stop it now.
Never again.
Giving Mikey the shakes.
I'm gonna get a drop that's it. I've got faith.
I can hardly wait.
When you mentioned that and you're like, I really hate the thing and you played it, I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
I wouldn't put that on any TV show.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's terrible.
It's amazing.
Let alone on Star Trek.
It's amazing. Anything else? Just
that's
zooming it up?
Pretty much it. Zooming it up. Just getting the summer started. I'm pretty sure I got signed off on my surgery today. So
that's good.
We'll find out. Like, I'm going to have to check. So my doctor, all right, let me talk about my doctor.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, I did find the Baywatch.
Which one is it?
Season 7, episode 20.
Wow, later in the show.
There we go.
They're
awful
at it.
They were
looking
for something.
Good job, Baywatch.
Yeah. And, God, you got to watch it. Just watch it from the beginning. You'll love the whole thing, I think. Like, it's
probably.
So,
it's stupid, but it's great.
So stupid. Yeah. And, yeah, especially David Hasselhoff going on the jet ski and dodging bullets and then getting on the thing and beating the dudes up with karate. It's just great.
Because they're lifeguards.
They're lifeguards and they're important. And then Pam Anderson gets offered a job like on the spot. You know, you're great at this. You know, we have an opening at this. I'm sorry, I'm committed to being a lifeguard. You know, we're doing great work out here.
Just so dumb. They're lifeguards.
Yeah.
Why are they doing the... Anyway.
Yeah. I was a lifeguard during the summer at Sold
Up. Did you get in many gunfights as a lifeguard?
All the time.
How many drug busts?
All the time. Yeah. Actually, I was just the fill-in lifeguard. And they said, can you please go lifeguard? And I said, you know I'm drunk right now. Said, just go sit in the chair.
Just go sit
up
there.
Well, that took a turn.
Just go sit up there with your sunglasses on.
It was like my day off. You know, it was like day off, and we're like drinking wine, and they're like, we need somebody to cover we need to have somebody in the chair. So
I'm glad all those children were safe.
Yes. I'm glad no one. Yes, dude.
Lucky
please
day.
Please save. Oh, no.
No, I can't do that.
You were about to say something about your doctor or something.
Yeah. So this poor guy, like he's older, mm-hmm. And he's forgetful, and it's really annoying.
That's what I want for a doctor.
well, what's annoying is that, like,
what was I doing in here?
Lawrence, whoa, he almost made a huge mistake.
Wait a second, I cut open this guy's hip for what reason?
Right, why was I in here? Let me sew it back up.
Yeah,
let me go out of the room.
Where's my watch?
But I needed him to sign off on this release for surgery, like, and mm-hmm. it has a checklist on it. Mm-hmm. So, like, I thought I was going to do it last week, and he's like, oh, there's this chest x-ray. I'm like, God damn it. Okay. Like, I'll go do it right after. As soon as we're done, I'm going to go do it. You can just walk in and do it. And then, so I get it, and he's like, all right, you come back next week. I'm like, God damn it. Like, a week later. So I, like, get it done, and then I, like, proactively like call up and say, has there been any cancellations this week so I can come in earlier? Also, I didn't want to have to miss some work as well. Right. And they're like, yeah, they were able to get me in today. So nice. I go in today and I'm like, I got that x-ray all done. I need this thing. You sign it. First of all, he asked me when it comes in, so you got that surgery scheduled? No, you stupid fuck.
Like, get a new doctor.
I need you to sign off for this surgery. So, but then he's like, oh, what's this? Well, the P something. And I'm like,
another thing?
Another test, yes. I'm like, doc, last I asked you, all I need is this. And I'm getting mad now. I'm starting to get like irritated because this is going on for months and months. Mm-hmm. And so, anyway, and he's like, well, you're going to have to get another doctor after July. I won't be here anymore. And I almost like rudely said, are you retiring? You know, because that's what I would think.
You're getting let go because you can't remember shit? Is that what's going on?
He's a super nice guy, though. I really like him. But no, he's just going back up north to Oceanside. But so I'll have a different doctor now.
Hopefully they remember what you're in for.
He'll be at the Sea Lion Rescue up there.
Right. Yeah. As long as I get my surgery. So,
I wish I could do a Marty McFly impression because you said Doc like twice in there, and all I kept thinking was, Doc, you built a time machine out of a DeLorean? But I can't sound anything like Michael
Jackson. Of course I built it out of a DeLorean. If you want to be Doc Brown, you just got to scream a little bit at the beginning.
I was going to build
a time machine. I'm going to do it with some style.
Intense. So, to round that out, you still have one more test that you have to do now again?
I got the test today, okay. And then he said, and I was like, you know, clearly am I getting mad? I'm like, I need this. Yeah. This is what I need more than anything, is for you to sign off on my surgery.
Did he sign it?
He had to wait to the test, but he said he was going to fax it after, and it was like, later that afternoon.
Nice.
So tomorrow,
you should have it.
I'm going to call and like ask, hey, did you fax that stuff over?
Nice.
And
cool.
So,
sweet.
That'll be nice.
What's up with me? We took Frank in to the vet on Monday, and he had to get his boosters, and we got his nails trimmed.
You saw that getting down to the bottom.
I heard it in the midst of my story. Like,
I didn't think it was going to get down there.
So here I was at the vet.
Go on.
Do you go on?
So, we got his nails trimmed. They got his boosters and everything, and he got a clean bill of health. And he came home, and all was well. And then I got home from work yesterday, so the day after that. And we closed the doggy door. Well, we're not here. They stay inside. Mm-hmm. And then when I get home, open it up, and they go outside and go to the bathroom and stuff. But by the time I got home, Frank was acting weird. He had his like head pointing down to the ground. He kept shaking his head around. So I was like, oh, great. Somehow, inside the house, he got a foxtail in his ear. This is how he was acting, like shaking his head left and right and everything. Mm-hmm. We're like, what the hell is going on? And we couldn't see anything in his ear. It didn't look red or anything, but we were concerned because he didn't feel better all night. So then we made him another appointment today. So Samantha took him in right when she got off work today. And it turns out he has an allergy of some kind, which is good. Oh. We didn't have foxtails, but they gave him yet another shot for his allergies.
Oh, poor boy.
Yeah, so he's not feeling good because he's got stabbed in the butt like 6 times in the past 3 days. But he's good now.
Yeah.
So, and we just have to watch and see if allergy's good. But yeah, I thought it was a foxtail, and I was like, well.
Which is the worst.
It's the worst for them, but it's an easy fix if it's in his ear. But if they like sniff one up their snout, then that's full on like $10,000 surgery and stuff. It's crazy. But he's good. And then, I also fixed my Traeger smoker. The computer was acting all wonky in it. And, they sent me a new one because their customer service is amazing. And I did that right before you got here. I was on my back fixing it up.
To get.
Now, and I'm where gonna... do you get the pellets? Do you have to buy them anywhere? Or
Dixie Line, shout out to Dixie Line, is the best place to get them because for some reason a 20-pound bag at Dixie Line is only $15, where everywhere else it's $19.99.
And how long do they last?
Quite a long time. I have a stash of them in this drawer here.
Many meals. Many meals.
Lots of smoke.
For sure.
Lots of smoke. That's
and
a
so
lot of smoke.
I pulled the tri-tip out of the freezer. It's sitting in the fridge because tomorrow I'm having tri-tip.
Smoked tri-tip. Mm-hmm. Why not?
But that's what's jealous. Up with me.
Now, have you smoked any cakes or other desserts in there?
Nope, not yet. I want to do the...
Is that
the,
really a thing?
Yeah, it gets hot enough. You can, like... Smoke I mean, cake? They say you can, like, bake in it and do pizza. And everyone says, like, the smoked pizza is, like, the way to go. Because you just crank it up, like, 500 degrees, close the lid, and it gets all hot and smoky in there, and then you bake away. It's just like an oven that's at
like
any other temp.
Oven. Like
yeah.
a pizza oven.
I really want to try the chocolate chip cookie recipe they have, because that just sounds good.
And what smoke? Amazing. Like, what would, like, I'm trying to think of what's going to complement a sweet. Like, what kind of smoke is going to complement a sweet?
Anything, really. Just, it's like that savory-sweet combination of, like, why chocolate-covered pretzels are good, because you get the saltiness with the pretzel, and you get the sweetness
from
the chocolate.
I'm curious now.
But I would do maybe, like, a cherry wood or an apple, something lighter. Not like a heavy mesquite,
like a hickory,
which is, it's like, that tastes like campfire cookie right there. But that's good on steak.
Right.
Yeah. But that's what's up with me. Anything else? No? I'm going to hit the button. Is that okay? Maybe? No?
That's what's up. This just in. With Richard Blake.
Did anybody go see X-Men Dark Phoenix?
Nope.
You might, if you have any desire to do that, you might want to do it now.
They're yanking it?
Explain. It is already being yanked from theaters.
Because it's
three
hot
weeks,
garbage.
3 weeks
knows
into
that
its wide release.
Hot garbage. Gotta show.
You almost got it. Yeah, you're there.
I was trying to think of what it could be. What is that song that I was singing?
Hot-blooded.
That's what it is. Like, I know what this is, but I don't. But it was hot garbage.
I wanted to see dollars. It.
That was good.
I wanted to see it because I want to, like, talk shit about it on the podcast. But I can't talk shit about it if I don't see it.
And it's gone.
Because that's not fair.
Right.
And now it's going to be gone.
Yeah. Now we can talk shit about it just because it's not there.
Well, yeah.
You hear how bad it was? It closed after 3 weeks, guys.
Good
God.
So bad.
Terrible.
Get this. After 3 weeks...
It's a piece of shit.
You kind of got to wonder, I don't know, what's the impetus behind that? Like, why not just let it languish? They don't want to let it languish in theaters, not making money?
Are they paying? Do they have to pay for it to be in theaters? Like, are they losing money by having it be there?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
So why
don't maybe the theaters are like, you know, we need something. Yeah.
Clear this thing out. No one's coming in.
Else.
Yeah, maybe.
There are other movies we can get people.
Are there, though? There's nothing really out right now.
I guess so.
Chucky.
Yeah, true that. I do want to see that.
Well, with only like three.
The problem is I want to see a lot of movies, but I never go to the movies. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Piggybacking on that, Men in Black International tanked worse at the box office than, for those in the back, X-Men Dark Phoenix.
I've heard nothing but shit about
it. I've heard it's fun.
Yeah.
You
so
have?
I'm spoiler alert, Maddie's going to review that for us later, shortly after this segment, actually. Mm. So I'm curious what he has to say. But I've heard that it's fun. Like, it's not, like, an amazing movie, but, like, as far as, like, movies go, like, it's fun. Like,
yeah.
I think people are expecting more because traditionally that franchise has put out higher than average movies.
Yeah.
Entertainment. They've been, like, entertaining, like,
right.
Every time.
And so this one, I feel like people are just like, well, it's not as good as those other ones, so it's just a steaming pile of shit. But I'm like, it's probably fun. Like, Chris
it's
Hemsworth.
Probably fine.
Chris Hemsworth is charming,
the
and
one little,
Tessa
like,
Thompson's charming.
The little
like,
alien character who's, like, all cartoony, who they didn't, like, promote for a while, and then all of a sudden he's in. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Ooh.
It's like Kazoo. He's like Kazoo from the
Flintstones.
The Flintstones. Like a little green guy, and he's all crazy, and it's like.
In this movie?
In this movie.
Oh, I think that's the Camille Nanjiani character. I think.
But anyway, it seems to me
I haven't seen
like,
it, but.
Me. Yeah. Like, sometimes you see an animated movie.
I figured it would be meh.
And right. in the animation and on the preview, they always have, like, a really stylized, like, black person or Latino, like, cartoon character.
Somebody, cause yo, man!
It's always something like that. And so this just wasn't necessarily in any racial way, but it was just like a real stylized thing that made me feel like,
it was jive-talking Transformers?
Jive-talking Transformers. Nothing better than that. That's the best. Unless the Transformers get busy. Yeah, with your big metal balls.
That's the next movie.
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't they have, wasn't there, like, sex in one of the things?
What?
No.
Or, like, I thought there was.
No
What
way.
Kind of movies are you watching, BJ?
He's on Google.
He was watching Transformers. He was watching Transformers.
Oh, that was, that was
my trans porners was good.
Boom, boom.
That's the joke.
That was good.
Oh, man.
That was a good one.
It's Whoa.
It's no Cobra Kai, but it's
Is that the porn parody of that?
Transformers was pretty solid. That was pretty good.
Oh, my God. I had more things, but now I'm thrown off.
Any news?
Yes, lots more news. In more positive news, there's going to be a third 28 Days Later movie.
Okay.
Guess that title.
30 Days Later?
Okay, the first one was 28 Days Later.
Yes. 28 Weeks Later?
Yes.
And that was the sequel was 28 months? Weeks?
28 months.
Dang, dang, Mikey Pig.
Yeah.
Director Danny Boyle confirms 28 months later. Right. I'm into that.
Yeah.
Like the second one wasn't as good, but the opening of the second one is dynamite.
I don't remember the second one at all.
The way it opens is memorable. The rest of the movie, not so much.
I remember the first one vividly because it was
Fast
different.
Zombies.
Yeah, it was different. Yeah.
Rage Virus.
It was cool.
Yeah. I enjoy those. Yeah, so I'll go see that.
Good flicks.
Did you see that one, Mikey P?
Is
that more like horror than you
zombies?
Want to watch?
No, I like zombie movies.
No, that's not.
Okay.
And those ones aren't very.
Where's your line on those things?
Boo!
I'm out. Hang up my headphones.
He's like,
I
can handle a zombie ripping out like some guy's intestines.
That's so funny
because
it's like the gory. It's like the gory for the sense of gory. But I mean,
but like in Shaun of the Dead, when he gets his intestines ripped out,
yeah,
like you're like,
I know,
okay,
zombie movies are gory. I get it. I don't know why zombie movies are okay to me and other traditional horror films are not so okay.
Is it because zombies are fake, like entirely fake?
Zombies are very not real.
Whereas like Jason is a human who is just killing people with a knife.
Yeah, I think I think that's part of it. Like the victims are human.
Or Exorcist is supposed to be a real story.
But even in zombie movies, you have humans getting
eviscerated
by
zombies.
Or Zodiac, which was a real story.
Yeah. I like how I can make that sound effect and that sound, and everyone knows exactly what
I'm
doing.
That bit was the funniest. That was like Simpsons Prime. Like
just, that whole episode.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'll grant you one final request.
Magic.
Sing the entire score from HMS Pinafore. Very well. I am the very modern lover, modern major general.
Even like the mid... The Thompsons, and they do a whole intro with that episode's magic.
Yep,
good shit.
Yeah. And I remember discussing that with friends like later, like, was it too many times?
Dude, the rake
no.
bit.
That was one of the first times an animated show did a joke like that, where it's like, we're gonna do it so many
Family
times.
Family Guy built their foundation
that it becomes
that
funny
joke.
Again.
God, and it zoomed out, and he's just surrounded by rakes all of a sudden.
AKA Simpsons did it.
Oh, God, it's so good.
I've got more news.
More news. To play.
Do you remember the movie that launched the reconnaissance?
Stays and Confused? No?
Oh, wait.
Because
oh,
no, I'm talking post like the rom coms. Because he did like.
Was
six
it
or
Lincoln
seven.
Lawyer? Was it.
Bingo, bango.
Yeah, baby.
CBS has announced there's going to be a Lincoln Lawyer TV series. Starring not Matthew McConaughey.
But he'll probably be in it to be like, this is how you do what it is.
And
like,
the article only like the article only like sort of tangentially mentions the movie. They're talking a lot about the books because apparently the movie was based on a book, which I did not. A series of books, which I did not know.
Because that's what they did with Limitless. Was CBS Limitless? Was that on that show? Anyway.
The TV show?
Yeah. I think it was CBS.
I don't
but
know.
I love that
Did
movie.
Did you watch the show?
No, I watched the movie.
Man, I think you're right.
And then
yeah.
It was like, wow, this movie, people like this movie, huh? Let's get Bradley Cooper to show up and be like, this is how you handle this thing. And he like handed the reins to the new guy. But they're like, Bradley Cooper's in Limitless on TV for
but
5 seconds.
For 5 seconds. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, he's there.
Did he play the character?
Yeah.
And then he
played
and then he's like,
he like handed off his... secret stash or whatever.
Yeah.
Kind of.
That's not what happened?
He's
the same guy.
You watched the show?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I really enjoyed the TV series.
All right.
Saw it before I saw the movie.
Today I learned.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know. It was kind of a weird thing. But it's a lot goofier than the movie is. But like, Bradley Cooper's role in the TV series, he wasn't... Well,
he has to be the same guy. Otherwise, why do you have him in the show?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe he has producer rights for the movie.
No, but then why is he there?
Well, I mean...
I don't know. Because he has... producer rights at
face recognition.
He had access to the drugs, yeah. But he wasn't the one like taking the drugs in the TV series.
He figured out how to solve it. Limitless?
He wasn't taking them in the series?
Not in the series.
Bradley Cooper probably wasn't.
No. Yeah, there was another guy. I mean, obviously the lead role.
He's taking the pill.
The guy that's taking the pill.
His brain is now super strong.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Flowers for Algernon, everyone. Remember Flowers for Algernon. Nobody?
Nope.
Nobody ever read that book? You never read Flowers for Algernon or saw the play or anything?
Nope.
That's what it's based on. Also, the movie Charlie. You ever seen the movie Charlie from the early 70s, maybe?
Nope.
Starring Cliff Robertson,
nope.
Who later starred in Spider-Man as Uncle Ben.
Nope.
He was in the movie Charlie, which is based on Flowers for Algernon, where a mentally challenged guy gets really smart, and then him and his, teacher? Like, form a relationship, but then they find out that his, like, crazy Operation Pill thing only works for X amount of time, and then it goes and reverts his brain to worse than it was before, and he dies. Yay, Flowers for Algernon.
Cool. Fun.
And they tested it on a rat named Algernon, and that's how they know he's going to die. And that's hence Flowers for Algernon.
Gotcha.
Right. Check it out. It's good and
maybe
depressing.
Maybe that rat is the one that became
you
Ben.
You dirty rat.
Ben. No, the rat's the one that let Willard. Out Ant-Man.
Right.
Avengers Endgame.
Yes, Algernon.
Oh, right.
Let Ant-Man out.
That's good. I was like way back. I was thinking like
that
Ben,
was a random tangent.
And finally, in I Can't Believe This Is Happening.
I can't believe it.
I kind of can't, actually.
Oh, okay.
But this is...
I kind of can believe it.
Sort of shocking. Something we all saw coming but never wanted to happen.
Yes.
The Office will be leaving Netflix. Starting in 2021.
Oh.
So we have 2 years
plenty of time for me to watch 2-3 more times.
Memorize the show.
Yeah.
Before it's on NBC Universal's proprietary streaming service, which this isn't going to work. Sorry.
Now they.
Why is everyone trying to make cable a thing?
I don't know.
There was a.
We already said we don't want
again,
that.
I think I heard it on the Degenerate podcast where it's like, or somebody announced it. They're like, somebody's like, we're creating a box that takes, and you can put your Amazon on it, and you can put your Netflix on it, you can put your CBS All Access and your HBO on it, and it runs off of one remote control.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, you're describing cable.
Yeah.
That's what a cable box is. It puts all those things in one thing with one remote. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Maybe it was Dallas. I think Dallas maybe said that. Anyway,
I'm not into it.
On the Hey Babe podcast.
What are we going to do?
Lindsay and I were talking about this. Like, well, I guess we're just going to not watch The Office after that.
Yeah.
I'm not signing up for multiple streaming services. I'm not. I've already got.
At that point, you know what I might do? Just buy the series digitally and just have it
yeah.
on my own streaming whenever I want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what I'll end up doing.
I've already got three.
Because I own like the discs for a lot of shows. Like I have complete set DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
And how often do I put the DVD in? 0% of the time.
We got the barrel set of Breaking Bad, and we have not watched anything on those discs.
Right.
We got it when it came out. We've had that for years.
And it's funny because I love special features. It's one of my favorite things to do is watch a movie.
Same.
And then skip the credits, and then all of a sudden it's on the menu, and the special features are there, and I just devour it. Because it's so cool. I love behind-the-scenes mm-hmm. stuff. I love the making-of stuff. I love when they like chit-chat about character and all this. I love it. I love the process, and you don't get that with streaming most of the time.
Nope.
iTunes tries to, like, here's the iTunes extras.
If you buy digitally on Amazon, you can get those, like, bonus features, but they're all at the end, and they're all – you can't, like, select what you want to watch.
It's not the same as a DVD interactive
menu. No, it's not the same at all.
Yeah. So I love discs for that features.
That's like my Spider-Man Into the Universe download. You could like go to the back of it.
Yeah,
I still haven't bought that movie.
I don't think I have either.
I bought it.
I should buy it. I love that movie. It was
I want to get it on Blu-ray.
I just have one trailer that I'm kind of excited about, and it's the Peanut Butter Falcon. Anybody watch the trailer for
it? I did watch the trailer for that.
I am very intrigued. I like Shia LaBeouf. I believe I'm in the minority in that.
Shia LaBeouf. Camp.
I think that he's probably like, he's kind of, for me, I'll tell you.
I
hated him for a while. Like,
as an actor or as his like weird performance arty thing?
More as a person. I just remember like, as a young actor, kind of being a hot shot, and I saw like he was good in everything I've seen him do.
Right,
like, I've never seen him like.
Oh, he was even good in Transformers. Like, he's a good actor. Like, he has
no. I can't even say it as fast as he can. It's amazing.
He's good. He's good. No. I think something about his personality in real life definitely like it did a lot of people kind of rub me the wrong way. But after he kind of turned a corner of like. Being
weirdo,
well, and then also just being like, let's embrace that.
Honestly,
let's embrace
eccentric.
That. Yeah, let's embrace that. You know, and then
just do it.
Yeah, all of that, and the whole thing with that one video, and he's in the audience,
and
watching all of his movies.
Yeah,
that was a different one.
He just participates in his own, like, you know, shit show.
I'm a weirdo. Yeah,
yeah, but and I don't know. I kind of like it.
Yeah, I'm down with that too.
Yeah, I love that he
as
did
opposed
all that
to just
stuff.
Like, you know, he steered into it, you know. So I give him that. That's cool. Yeah.
The Just Do It video was fantastic. Cuz that was all for a project at a film school.
Yeah.
Where he's like, we need somebody to, you know, give a weird crazy motivational speech thing. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'll do it. Oh, and I'll put it on green screen, and then everybody can do whatever they want with it forever. Yeah. Like, I have zero rights to this. It's open source for anybody. I am on a green screen, me doing whatever, and anybody, he gave it to everybody on the internet. Just go ahead and have fun, put me in whatever situation you want me to put me in, and it went nuts. Like, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm down with that. That's cool.
The internet loves participation.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I love those Photoshop things, too, where it's like, can you Photoshop my boyfriend out of this picture? And
sure.
Then, like, it's so
right.
Crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I think the guy that like everyone does is James. Hey, James, can you whatever? Yeah. And like, yeah, those Photoshops are hilarious. Mm. Can you make me look like I fit in this family? He's got red hair. Everyone now has flaming red hair. It's fantastic.
Speaking of which, did you see that I captured the Dallas as the centaur?
Yes. Oh, man, dude. That was fantastic.
So I was like, really? I made myself laugh.
I laughed a lot at that. That was great. And you put goals on it. And it was perfect.
And I was like, oh, wait a minute. Like, I changed the little title to it. I'm like, look at your man. Now look at me.
It was perfect. It was perfect. But to circle back around, Peanut Butter Falcon, Shia LaBeouf movie,
mm-hmm.
and it's got a new actor who has Downs in it, and they go on a crazy like Tom Sawyer Huck Finn type adventure.
Yep,
and it looks like it's gonna be really good, and it's not like it's exploiting anybody or anything like that. It just looks like it's a fantastic story that looks like it's been really well made.
Right on.
And I just saw the trailer for it. I don't know when it comes out. It says 2019 sometime, but. It just looks really good. Check it out.
Which has got to remind me and maybe all of us of how many actors with mental disabilities have been in stuff. What was that one show with Corky, Life Moves On? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Do you remember Kelly Martin, the actress?
No.
Fruity Lips? No.
Oh, well. Nope.
I remember the show. I just can't remember what it's called, but it does have the word life in it.
And there's a special needs actor in it, which is kind of cool. Like as opposed to some actor like getting a bunch of praise for playing a special needs,
right?
Which is, I guess, is fine. But
like Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man,
right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Or Sean Penn did it for something.
Yeah.
Do you catch the name of it?
Yeah, it's Life Goes On.
Is that what I said?
That is what you said.
Hey, memory, baby.
Yeah.
Like good job.
Like a steel trap.
That's right.
Yeah.
But did you? Anyone ever see Legit, the TV show Legit? I used to rave about it. Jim Jeffries.
Mm-mm.
I watched like one or two or three episodes of that.
It's, to me, I think it's brilliant.
Like, I'm a big fan of him in general.
Yeah.
On him, you're kind of on him. You're
no,
kind
I'm a fan of him.
Oh, you're a fan of him.
Absolutely.
Oh, then he's you should watch that whole thing.
Yeah.
But they have.
Was that Comedy Central
one.
Or FX?
That was FX.
Ah, okay.
And it was on Netflix for a while, but it's not right now.
Oh.
FX is, you know, it's probably on FX.
It's probably on FX.
Yeah, their own thing. But
dumb.
They had a couple of special needs characters in there, and I just it was so endearing the way that they used him, and he was never like pandering to him or like or even like talking down to him in any way. It was just kind of part of the show.
So on this subject, to tangent the episode a little bit, but since we're talking about it, did anybody see the movie The Ringer? Everyone gives this movie a lot of shit. It's Johnny Knoxville in the Special Olympics movie where he pretends to be disabled and goes to Special Olympics so he can win a bunch of money for whatever reason. Anybody see this movie?
I did not see it for the reasons that probably most people did not see it.
Did you? Anybody else ever see it?
I did not see this movie.
Okay, I saw the movie.
I did.
Mikey saw it.
First of all, it's enjoyable if you can get over it. And second of all, everyone involved in that movie was very, very, very much excited and willing and fun and had so much fun making the movie. As bad of a quote-unquote premise is, as you or however you want to say.
Right.
Like, and I mean, in the story, like, he has a, you know, turnaround, like, becomes friends with all the guys and everything in the film. And, like, again, because I watched the behind-the-scenes stuff and everything, like, Johnny Knoxville's friends with all those guys to this day. Because, like, the whole movie is just filled with guys with special needs, like, doing the movie.
Right.
And then there's Johnny Knoxville, quote-unquote, pretending. And, of course, he's crass and dumb about it because he's Johnny Knoxville. But the fact that everyone had so much fun and they weren't poking fun, like,
I'm down with that.
Like, I love and people gave it so much shit because he's, like, going, you know, balls to the wall. Like, however you wanted to say it. Like, he's going too far.
The premise is, yeah,
as
not
Tropic
good.
Thunder would say, he went all the way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Full.
Yeah.
But I hate that word also, by the way. But anyway, so he went, you know, all out to do the movie, but it people give it flack for that. But at the same time, I'm like, but it's so inclusive at the same time. So I just feel like it doesn't get enough praise for the anyway,
inclusivity.
Yeah.
Right. In a way, they kind of shot themselves in the foot for kind of sort of like giving them more exposure.
Right. Because it's
I would bet you if it was any other actor in that role, it would have
it'd
gotten
be different.
That
yeah.
Because it was Johnny Knoxville, people were like, absolutely not.
And right. I mean, they do poke fun at stuff, but like they're poking fun in a good way. Like, it's all the guys poking. Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah, I think definitely because it was like from the Jackass crowd,
right.
Which the Jackass.
Of course, it's not going to be quote reputable or whatever.
It's in the name.
Yeah.
It's just like that. It's Ow My Balls. It's just it's Ow My Balls.
Yeah. Boink. Yeah. Ow My Balls.
Oh, you're doing you kick me in the balls. I'm gonna take a poo.
So I'm curious if I watch the movie, if I'll still have that same opinion of it now. In
isn't he in another movie
times.
Now?
Knoxville.
Yeah.
Something about like a stuff that he does a good job,
like a backwoods amusement park or whatever.
Oh yeah, I forget what that was called, but yeah, they did. It was like a Jackass type movie where they did live stunts or whatever.
Right.
Anyway, any other news? Because we were in news.
Nope.
Okie dokie.
And that's the way it was.
Sweet. So let's check out what Matty Warburton has to say.
Matt.
About Men in Black International.
If he doesn't use that song.
And now, another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? I'm Matt, and this is What Do I Know? Well, this week, I'm just going to kind of fart off a report or review off the top of my head because guess who was too lazy to write it down? But I got IMDb up here on my phone for reference. And what am I IMDbing today? Why, it's the latest movie that I just saw called Men in Black International. Okay, so I've always been a really big fan of the Men in Black movies. I mean, and not like necessarily like a passionate fan. Like, I loved the first movie. Second movie, I was like, oh, cool. Like, it came out on DVD, and I was like, oh, awesome. I'm going to pick this one up. And then the third one, I waited after a little while after it came out, but Some people had a big problem with it. I didn't. I kind of enjoyed it. So anyway, I went to go see Men in Black International. It stars Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson. Chris Hemsworth plays Agent H. And Tessa Thompson plays Agent M. So Tessa Thompson, her whole story, Molly, as it were, she has an alien encounter when she's a little girl. The Men in Black who were assigned, or the agents who were supposed to come and neuralize her and her family, only got her parents. They missed her. And so nobody remembers this alien encounter except for her. So she knows about aliens, and she knows that there's people in black suits that deal with aliens. So she goes and was like, I want to be a Men in Black. Tracks down the Men in Black and approaches the New York NYC headquarters, who then they go, all right, hey, look, you found us. You can be a Men in Black. Your first appointment is going to be over in London. Yay. So then she gets shipped over there, where she teams up with Agent H, Chris Hemsworth, who's kind of like a, like he's a big, like, hot shot back in his time, but he's kind of been, like, in a little bit of a slump. He's been kind of slacking off a little bit, and so they're like, yeah, partner up with this guy. He needs a little bit of help. Instead of, like, Agent Zed, it's Liam Neeson, who's the Agent Zed, and he plays Agent High T, which I guess over in England they have different categories of Men in Black agents than over here in the States. Even though we have Zed, which is not a letter that, I mean, it's Z in like either Canada or the UK. So I'm not sure why we used it here in America, but whatever. So there's crazy wackiness ensues, and we have a very fun little romp. It was fun, I guess. It had like all the parts there. It just was missing a huge point. Like, I really liked Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson in Thor Ragnarok. And I mean, they were fine in this movie, but it wasn't anything that was like super spectacular. What I compare it to is like if they redid Rush Hour and it was like still about like Kung Fu policemen, but it wasn't with Jackie Chan or Chris Tucker. I mean, it was like they were the people who made that movie so special. So to like put anybody else in those roles feels like it'd be kind of weird and would suck the life out of it. That's kind of what it felt like here in Men in Black 3 or Men in Black 4, I guess, or Men in Black International, where it was like, you know, you had Tommy Lee Jones as this old grizzled, like, I've seen it all and nothing at all is alarming to me. And then you have Will Smith, who's just like, like brings a lot of new life and like vibrance to it, but then every little thing like makes him jump and he's like reacting to things and screaming and it's like, ah, Will Smith in his prime. So there's really no like clear dynamic between Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson. Like, I mean, they're both fine. It was just like there wasn't that magic that made Men in Black in the first place. The pacing I felt was a little bit off. Like the theatrical trailer made it seem like it picked up and was a lot snappier than it was. A lot snappier than this long freaking review. Sorry about it. Anyway, I guess I should probably cut it here. But it was fine. It just didn't grab me. You know, I guess I didn't need a neuralizer to forget this one. Well, next time I think I'm going to do John Wick and maybe even write it. Might write the script out again the next time. Anyway, I've been Matt, and this has been What Do I Know?
Thank you, Matt, for another great installment of What Do I Know?
Excellent.
I think I'm going to skip that one.
You know what's good about that sound drop there is it almost sounds like Matty Warburton.
The outro
hey,
one?
Thanks, Matt. Yeah.
This one?
Thank you, Matt, for another great installment of What Do I Know?
I don't hear it. I'm pretty sure it sounds like me.
I'm with Jared on this
like
one.
You, it sounds sound like you Jared. Or a friend like you.
Oh, it sounds like what?
A friend like me.
Wow.
It's like Natty Warburton singing that.
I gotta hit more drops. Oh, I gotta hit more drops, guys.
Yes.
I gotta use more drops. I've been lacking on the dropness lately.
You know what is out that I really want to see?
What's that?
Toy Story 4.
Yes. See? I don't know.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I mean, I do want to see it, and I'm sure I'm going to like it, and I'm sure I'm going to cry.
I've heard good things.
But it ended so well. And, like, maybe everyone says it does it again. Better, but, yeah, like, right. But how many times is it going
to
end?
We're going to come to Toy Story X.
Right.
It ends so well.
The new Land Before Time. It just keeps going and going.
Now,
and
that's
going.
Not Disney, though, right?
What? It's Pixar.
Pixar's different.
Well, Pixar Disney.
I mean, they're owned by Disney.
Oh,
but
so, yeah, it's Disney Pixar. Yeah.
But it's not. It's not Disney.
Well,
it's very different.
But Disney calls the shots.
No.
They own the company.
Yeah.
I think they're partners. I don't think they own them outright. I think Pixar is still Pixar.
I'm just guessing because I know that some of the news was that they're going to make 7 more Spider-Mans with Tom Holland. Tom Holland, yeah.
Oh, but that's and Sony. Like,
that's a lot. Is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sony owns. Right. Well, sort of. Are they? Yes. Are the rights
it'll
up?
Only be,
apparently.
Yeah, it'll only be a few.
Disney bought Pixar in 2006. For $7.4 billion.
So they own them outright. Oh, I thought they were still separate.
Man, I got to get me some animation.
See what I did? See what I did?
Except they're not equal.
You're welcome,
because,
Tony.
Yeah.
What were we doing? Oh, that was news. No, that was Maddie.
That was Matt.
Thanks, Matt, again. Thanks, Matt. Thank you, Maddie.
For another
I'm trying to sound like Matt, but I can't sound like Matt.
I don't know. I think
apparently we just sound the same
to me. I also see an orange dress.
You all sound the same.
And I also
to BJ.
Hear Yanni, not Laurel. But you know.
Orange? Come on, man! You gotta at least say the colors right.
They all sound orange. The same to you, BJ.
No. It was black and gold, or white and or white and gold and black and blue. Mm-hmm. Those are the colors of the dress. So if you saw orange, you're in a whole new world all by yourself, baby.
Special, only special people see orange dress.
That's right. Anyway, let's take a quick commercial break.
Take a break.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time. But my time is finally near, and I can feel the change in the wind right now. Nothing's in my way, and they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna hold me down, 'cause I got faith on the heart. I've known.
show.
So what you watching?
What you watching?
Dude, you have to take the thing and like do the straw up and down.
Yeah. Recreate the opening with that.
Dang it.
Stupid.
It's let me down.
It worked sort of at the very beginning.
Yeah.
So what's everyone watching?
We watched Wedding Crashers.
Ah.
Which I thought
up?
I thought it wouldn't.
Okay.
But it does, because the turn from like, this is great, let's get laid, to is this really what we should be doing, comes really fast in the movie. And the rest of the movie becomes about like him trying to find something real.
That
so,
movie was one of the first to do the, like, well, this is a crazy outlandish slapstick comedy.
Right.
Just kidding. Look how real it is.
Yeah,
and you're like,
right.
Whoa.
Ooh.
And then they, like, pick it back up when he goes and hangs out with Will Ferrell. And you're like, okay, I see. He went back there.
Funerals,
huh?
Man.
Did that back. See, that's, I think that part would have been better had it not been Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Because, like,
it's take you
funny,
out of it a little bit.
But, like, the, Mom, give me some meatloaf! Like,
what's she doing
it's hilarious.
What's she
but,
doing
like,
that?
Because it's Will Ferrell doing the Will Ferrell, like, I'm going to yell, like, stupid stuff, it, like, kind of takes you out of it a little bit.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
But the movie's enjoyable. I still think it's funny. And if that makes me a bad person, then whatever.
We all in there, like, motorboat,
son of a bitch. Oh, I'm sorry. A hot older woman made you feel her breasts. Like the Vince Vaughn like delivery is like a little bit more grating than it used to be.
Yeah,
because like she just asked you a question and you went on a 4-minute rant about like your friend and sleeping bags and whatever. But yeah, there are parts. A lot of the parts of it are still incredibly funny. And
I
don't
know.
And Rachel McAdams is charming as F in that movie.
Yes, she is.
She's on my.
She fine.
She's on my fine list.
Yeah,
so fine.
And she's super mega talented
so
too.
Fine.
It's so she's so good.
Yeah,
I wish she did a lot more things.
Now, who was saying? Maybe it was my brother. I don't think any of my siblings have seen The Notebook.
What?
I was like, seriously? Come on.
That's
what
random.
Do you want?
No, what do you want? What do you want? cool. So I'm glad it holds up.
Yeah.
So. Even like the weird like Todd like brother
that
like,
part not so
thing.
Much. that was a little like.
But I mean, it's just it's
sexual and raw. But it's not like it's not that it doesn't hold up because of the times. It's holds up because I've seen that joke and it's not as funny anymore.
Right.
That's how I felt anyway.
Mikey P's phone is shattered into 1,000 pieces upon my floor.
Kaboom!
No, I have the OtterBox case, so
oh,
I'm super very happy
life
about
let's
it.
Let's test it. I have a hammer. Let's do the commercial.
No.
Let's do the commercial.
Does it blend? Have you seen it?
No. I don't think so.
It's just a YouTube
my
channel
gosh.
Where they just
it is amazing. I can't believe you've not seen that.
Put various things in blenders.
Oh, okay.
Does
yes,
it blend?
I have seen that. Yes. I love
but
YouTube,
anyway,
by the way.
Yeah, so I watch nothing but actually comedies, I guess. I watch Hot Fuzz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right,
which also obviously holds up because it's just a really well-made movie. And
Edgar Wright films hold
Edgar
up.
Edgar Wright knows yeah. his. I never, but so the internet, I don't know if Edgar Wright calls it this because I've never seen him in any interviews or anyone else, but they call Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and
Blah.
We had this problem last
end of
time.
The, end of the universe?
End of the world.
End of the world?
The world's end.
World's end.
Mm-hmm.
The Cornetto trilogy. And I'm like, why?
Right.
Because they all have the ice cream in them at some point.
Huh,
like, that's
right.
A, that doesn't make
that.
It a trilogy.
Right.
It's, like, it's just a thing he likes to have in his
are
movies.
Are they all supposed right. to be in the same
like, they
universe?
Don't call Pixar movies.
No, they can't be in the same universe.
They don't call
people.
Pixar movies the Pizza Planet series because
right.
there's a Pizza Planet truck and everything.
What is the Kevin Smith 5 movies? What's that called?
The
Miramax?
View Askew universe.
But I thought they were.
But that's just because that's
his production.
I thought
the slang
company.
Term was like Miramax something or other.
I don't know.
Because like Miramax put them all out
maybe.
Or something. Can you check on that, Mikey?
Looking it up right now.
Excellent.
You don't know Jungle Love?
My money's on View Askew.
It's the motherfucking time.
That shit's the
more
mad
so
notes.
Times. Oh,
written by God herself.
And handed down to
by God herself. By that God movie herself. Is great.
Yeah.
God, it ties them all. It's great.
Ties it all together.
It's great stuff.
Yeah. Jay and Silent Bob is my favorite one. Like,
I still think Mallrats is probably, or Dogma are my probably my favorite.
Mallrats.
I love Jay and Silent Bob.
This is a great movie.
But Mallrats is so good.
Great movie.
Maybe the View Askewniverse.
Aha.
Askewniverse.
I don't know. That's
there's nothing with Miramax though. Maybe it's just
View Askewniverse.
Finding it
because View Askew is his production company, but like literally every movie he makes comes out under that.
Yeah.
So it's like you can't call it that.
No.
Why not the View Askewniverse? I kind of that's
catchy. Just as logical as the Cornetto trilogy.
Right.
And the porn parody would be View Askew. Yeah. 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 Thank you.
Because, like, Zack and Miri make a porno. It's on there, too.
Yep.
That's a good movie, too. I love that movie, too. Yeah. I like Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Yeah. no, not Silent Bob. I can't do it. We watched the third season, or we started the third season of Slasher on Netflix.
Slasher.
What's that one about now?
It's the horror like show. Mm. We watched.
Is it like Scream?
Yes.
It's parody-ish.
Like, it's not really parody. It's like it's true to form, but it's like amped up like one level, and like the gore is crazy. Like one guy gets his head chopped off with an axe within like 30 seconds of the show.
Does it spew out anime style, the blood?
A little bit, but not nearly as bad as that. But it's just fun if you like horror stuff. Like one of the it's like I guess a small spoiler for the first episode, second episode.
Yeah.
There's like a crate. It's like takes place around this like apartment complex where like all the neighbors know each other or whatever, and it's kind of got a play on technology, which we'll talk about because I watched Black Mirror as well.
Taco.
All three of the new
ones.
Yes. Right on.
Anyway, one of the bitchy like high school girls who's like using everyone and she's a total bitch, like gets her head shoved into a toilet like filled with acid, and so her like face comes out and it's all grody.
So anyway, if you love horror stuff,
it's great. And so Samantha watched and loved the first season, and she's like, "You would really like this." And I was like, "Okay, let's watch season two." And I enjoyed season two. She said season two wasn't as good as season one, but she enjoyed it as well. And so then we're like, "Well, let's see what season three's about," because it just came out a week or two ago. So we're watching season three. I think we're three or four episodes in. It's good to go so far.
That's cool.
And we watch more Maisel, which is also getting better and better and better and better.
That show is so like, freaking good. I love it.
It really is, though. Like, it's really good.
So how far in are you?
Six episodes, maybe?
Okay.
I think. I'm not in the first season? Yeah.
I don't remember exactly when things happened, but have you had any great Tony Shalhoub moments?
Oh, yeah. Everything he does. He just keeps getting better.
Like, just brilliant moments to shine.
And like Samantha always takes like three or four episodes to get into a show, whether or not she's gonna like it or just put up with it or whatever. And at the end of every episode, I'm like, or I think like at the end of the fourth episode, I was like, this show's really good. And she's like, yeah, it's growing on me a lot. And I'm like, sweet. Like, we both really like this show, which is cool. But I want to talk about Black Mirror, but I don't want to talk about that just yet.
Okay.
What'd you see, BJ?
When the Tonys came on,
we were supposed to talk about it, but we didn't.
Which we didn't.
Right.
I thoroughly enjoyed the Tonys, but Bryan Cranston won for Network, and so the original movie that it's based on was on, and so I watched that again, which is it's a classic, great
yep.
Sidney Lumet movie, that's so appropriate for right now.
Yeah.
It's super appropriate for right now.
Yeah, nice.
But just well done. I mean, it's certainly like the styles. It's super dated, but it applies. It applies, and a lot of fun. So we've been watching, like, kind of like TV that's like, it's TV's still on, and I swear, American Ninja's on every night. It seems like every night.
American Ninja Warrior.
Yes, American Ninja Warrior. So
are you on cable? Like channel surfing, or are you streaming?
No, because we'll like generally we'll watch like
that's on Hulu, isn't it?
It might be, but this is on NBC.
I can watch that show all day.
So it's yeah, like, and so like let's watch it. So and like we literally watch it two or three nights. I feel like because like we like to watch Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah,
and then when Wheel of Fortune's on, you're like, baby, you know what? We should go on that show. It's always just a fun little thing every single time. Or we say, remember that time?
I'm sure that, it's funny to you every time, but Andrea is probably like, shut up
with the Wheel of Fortune joke. Aruba from that thing, so she's like, no, she's like, yep.
I'm kidding. I'm only kidding.
But Network is great. American Ninja Warrior is kind of fun. I watched the show on Discovery, which is one of the few channels that we have with our U-verse selection of channels.
Wow.
And it just was another one that was just kind of happened to be on. Andrea likes to watch a lot of these shows. She likes to watch like the fishing shows, the River Monsters, and
sure,
and some of these things. And so it happened to be on, and it was this character who's a snake hunter, and it's something Glades. Like I can't remember his first name,
but it's fake.
It's
like a reality show.
Yeah, it came on after Dangerous Catch.
Okay.
You know, which is that's fun to watch too.
River Monsters.
But yeah, right. So something Glades. But the dude who's like the star of it, like clearly, you know,
is
like
his first name Evan?
It's not, damn it. It's
Whoa.
Come on, that's good.
No, Evan good. Glades, I don't get it.
Like that's Ever. River Glades.
Come on, man.
I thought you said Evan.
To make it a name.
You gotta spell it out.
Keep making him explain it.
To make it a name, you change it to Evan.
That way.
Well. That sounds like the Glades. Sounds like the Everglades.
The Evan Glades?
Hey, the Everglades.
Oh boy.
But yeah,
we're
so
stupid.
I'm the stupidest. So.
No.
Oh, I'm just gonna wet my pants. But the dude is like, it's funny, you could see them like, no, do it again, but be more, you know, like, be more expressive with it.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's always like, hey, son. He's always doing his like, you know, his like, not testimonials, but his like to the camera talking.
Yeah.
We had to get this in there. And I'll tell you what, son, if we don't do this, we're going to have, and it's just super characterized. He's really lousy.
Nice.
But it's still kind of fun.
Yeah, it's fun. And
they hunt snakes. Yeah. Big giant snakes.
Fun
it's
stuff. Fun. So. Evan Glades and his son.
Yeah. No luck there. Glades.
The name of the show is called Guardians of the Glades, maybe?
What?
It's South Florida Python maybe. Hunter Dusty Crum.
Dusty Glades.
Here's a question. Anybody watch Ozark Season 2?
Nope.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I haven't watched it.
It's good.
I want to see Season 2.
It's good. Isn't season 3 coming out?
I don't know, probably.
It's supposed to be.
I don't know why we didn't watch it. But
dude, it's so good.
Yeah, we're just like, we need to get around to
it. I'd put that in and watch it again. Yeah. No problem.
Anyway.
First and second.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, it's good. That's gold and the money in the bank.
Season 1's good. So, yeah.
You know what else is good? Sopranos.
I've heard The Wire is pretty good.
The Wire is really good. Really good. But you know what? We all have to just like let go of the fact that we're never going to watch everything. Like,
right. Ever.
No.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
And that's what I like about our format now, where we don't have to all watch something because
it's impossible.
It's really hard. It's really
impossible.
Hard. You know, I mean, unless it's like Game of Thrones or Avengers or something like that.
Because we each have a whole other person in the house
to
also watch
it's
things.
It's true.
And they will not always want to watch those things.
It's true. Yeah. It's true.
I watch every week because there are new episodes every week. Of Attack on Titan, which I was kind of like cooling on, and there was not you guys watching, but there's like a huge reveal in the last episode that totally has me back on board with how awesome the show is.
That's
like, fun. Whoa!
I love when shows do that.
It blew my mind.
You're just like, wait, what?
What season are they on now?
Two, three.
Probably three. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing three, but I don't know. Like I fell off on the first season, and I feel bad about it now.
Keep
you're
going.
Making me wanting to go. Yeah,
keep going. It gets because there's kind of a lull for a while where you're like, it's kind of they're doing the same thing and not accomplishing anything. And then all of a sudden everything goes crazy.
Yeah.
And the last episode they go, oh, by the way.
Boom.
Boom. Here's a bomb for you. And One Punch Man season, since I'm on my anime kick right now.
Word.
One Punch Man season 2, the latest episode has brought it back to glory.
Nice.
Back to the season Excellent. 1 glory.
It's getting Sweet. There. So Sweet. It went up, yeah. came down a little bit. And
yeah.
It's back up. Word,
which I'm cool with. That's fine. Can be excellent all the time.
Yeah.
So you said American Ninja Warrior, and it made me in my brain think of MXC. Anybody watch MXC?
That was always on in the break room when I worked at Home Depot.
Yeah. It was where they did like the actual like Japanese game show.
Yeah.
Of like impossible
like,
stunts.
They would have like
and then
funny
they had
voiceovers.
American like voiceovers do. Yeah.
Anyway. Isn't that how they used to do the like one of these other shows, like Gladiator or
That's how they did MXC.
Ninja?
Yeah,
I feel like there was one after MXC that tried
that
to do the same thing.
Yeah, I remember seeing that, and they would just like clearly be making up what they're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, that got me because I really like those obstacle course shows, and it made me think of Wipeout, which was just fun for fun's sake, and Kevin Abel and all that stuff that we talked about him. But anyway, we were scrolling on Hulu, and there's a show called Holy Moly, and it was mini golf, and I was like, mini golf, that looks fun.
Yeah.
And I played the trailer for it, and I was like, wait, the sentence is like, players compete in a mini golf competition, and I'm like, that's probably fun. They probably amp it up a little bit with crazy holes and stuff.
Right.
And then I watched a preview, and it's like a fucking Wipeout course with mini golf at the end. Right. And I haven't watched it yet, but it has me intrigued as a motherfucker because I love those stupid things.
During the NBA finals, they were promoting it like crazy because Stephen Curry's producing it.
Well, he's like I think he like sits there and he like hosts it or something.
Oh, really?
He was in the trailer. But I am very intrigued to see what that show is all about.
That's interesting.
Because did you watch it?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I knew it was a thing.
Yeah. Because I love those dumb obstacle course shows.
I was like, a mini golf?
I'm interested to see some mini golf. So, yeah.
It's on Hulu?
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
We haven't watched it yet, but it's there.
I'll check it out.
It popped up on my suggestions for me. What's that say about
You'll love
me?
This. Yeah. You're dumb.
You'll love these dumb people doing dumb stuff.
Well, no, because you can't always be watching, like, you know, Black Mirror or Handmaid's Tale.
Well,
like,
I think it's because
shit.
I watch.
Like, you need a palate cleanser.
Yeah. Well, and because I do watch Ninja Warrior, and I watched the one with the Rock Titan games. Like, I think it's like because it realizes that I like these obstacle coursey type shows. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is also a mini golf. You like game shows too, huh? Here you go.
We need to bring back Guts.
Global Guts.
Have you heard about Awake on Netflix?
No.
It's basically they keep the contestants awake for 24 hours before the competing, and then they challenge them with a bunch of like physical mental challenges.
Oh,
I hate it.
It's like hand-eye coordination and stuff. Oh my gosh! Like I thought,
Terrible.
It sounds so exploitive. Like
it is. Like, it is, yeah. But it's so compelling to watch. Like you're
it
just like,
great.
Oh my god! Like I saw the first episode, and I was just like, okay. I didn't think I'd be in, but I'm totally in.
That's awesome. So does anybody actively watch stuff on YouTube, or is it just me?
Oh, I watch YouTube daily. Yeah.
Like, I actively watch stuff on Vimeo.
Yeah, okay.
There's lots of like weird little like short sci-fi and anime
stuff. That's like
the
indie version of like YouTube.
Is,
yeah. Even though YouTube's indie stuff, but that's how I view it, like the artsy version of YouTube.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
But I watch all sorts of random stuff, like Bon Appetit has a channel, and like I watch this lady Claire who like tries to make gourmet versions of stuff, and like it's fantastic every time. But I'm also into like watching DIY videos for obvious reasons, and there was one that Lowe's put out where there was an escape room, and they took four of my favorite like DIYers and stuck them in there, and like they had to like build stuff and like you like here's a maze on a big piece of plywood and they had to like use a table saw to like cut it up and put it together. Anyway, I was like is super intrigued just staring at YouTube for like forever going like this is the most amazing thing I have ever seen and I want to do this now. Yeah.
And then you want to go to wherever they're promoting.
Well, and also like
by Dixieland. I need something from Dixieland.
Over in Vegas, Jeff and Courtney both work for the same company, and they got to go and do the Saw-themed escape room.
Oh,
and I'm like, that looks fun as hell, too. I love escape rooms.
Me too.
I've only done two, but it's fun. Yeah. Yeah, he works up in Vegas now with Courtney Diamond.
They work together, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
And they got to do a Saw-themed escape room.
There you go.
Dope.
It was
dope.
We should do an escape room, the four of us.
Absolutely. I've
been meaning to.
It's so fun. Have you done one yet?
I haven't. I think I'm the only one.
God, they're so fun.
I've done a few.
As long as it's done well. Because I've only done two, and one of them was done really well, and one of them was done okay. And I was like, this okay one is still fun, but like the other one was way more fun.
Yeah.
My friend and I did one for my buddy's birthday that we thought was going to be an escape room. We get in there, and it was more like an advanced, like adult version of The Floor is Lava with like all kinds of weird rules and stuff. It was so much fun.
Oh, nice.
It was crazy.
I thought you were going to say it was garbage.
No,
and
it was
you're like, no, this is great.
It was absolutely hilarious.
That's awesome.
Because you each get like little cards that says you have like a certain power or stuff like that. and like you'd knock people off to get them out, which the game itself was fun, but what made it so much fun is that when you were out, you had to go into the next room and then you can watch everything that was happening on night vision cameras.
That's even better.
Which was hilarious. So, because you people are in the dark and they can't see, and you're like, look at him, he looks like he's such an idiot. And they're like, so much fun.
That's awesome.
Did they super sell fun. The like the video of the.
No, ooh, I don't know.
That'd be
I
good.
Never, I didn't ask.
That'd be good.
See, that'd be should. Like a yeah. you know, yeah. pricing.
Absolutely. Maybe they did. I would imagine that seems like a natural thing to do.
The people who run the Axe Ventures, the axe throwing.
I want to do that too.
Do it on Saturday.
No.
Do it on Saturday. That's fun. BJ and the Biz playing
this Saturday?
6 to 10 on Saturday.
Maybe we will.
We might do that too because we have a ticket already that we have to use at some point.
Now for that one,
I don't know if it's Axe Ventures or not because there's like seven of them now.
Yeah, there's a handful.
But if I'm not,
but they used to do
that was an arbitrary number, but then there might actually be seven of them.
These guys who developed these axe throwing places, at least this one that they did, they did escape rooms and so looking at other stuff. So
I didn't know that.
Huh. Yeah, if I'm not, I think for some reason Saturday sounds like I have something to do. But if I'm not doing anything, for sure, because I want to throw some axes.
Throw some axes.
Yeah, but this will have already happened by the time this airs.
Right.
But,
well,
but so. Maybe I'll have been there.
Yeah, maybe you threw
and you guys
axes.
Rocked it.
Yeah.
We threw an axe.
That's right.
We didn't throw any axes last time. They offered, but we didn't get around.
That's right. Anybody else watch anything else?
Did I?
I did. You watch something, Mikey?
I'm just curious if you guys watched a Murder Mystery, the Adam Sandler movie on Netflix.
Yes.
I have not watched it.
I have not watched it yet.
I did, yes.
I liked it too. I thought it was...
It's silly, fun.
Silly, but
I heard
fun
it was
and,
enjoyable.
Yeah. It's enjoyable, yeah. It's mm-hmm. totally just, you know...
And it's like a comedy murder mystery, which is why it's called Murder Mystery, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I watched more of season
a comedy
three.
Whodunit, I should say.
Season three of Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
You liking it?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
I don't know if I'll get around to it. Yeah.
Black Mirror. You haven't watched any of it yet, right?
Watch any of it.
Still?
But go ahead.
You watch any of it?
Not the new season.
Son of a bitch. I can't really talk about it then.
True.
I'm sorry.
I'll just say that second episode was a little too real.
Which one now?
The second one.
Which, you know, what was the storyline?
The, like, Facebook-y one where the guy wanted to talk to the founder of the social media company.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was good.
That was
Moriarty from Sherlock.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a bit
a bit much.
Mm. It's a little – it's heavy. It's heavy-handed.
Because I like the ones that have like a social commentary, but it's not like beating you over the face with it. And that one was very beating you. And it took place in 2018, which is in the past.
Mm.
Whereas all the other ones are like, look at this future thing that's going to ruin everything. And this one was like, this is in the past. And it was a good, compelling story.
It was. And it was interesting the way they kind of like,
right.
you know, the guy's like a little kind of mea culpa. And like...
It was just, it was a bit heavy handed with the messaging of it.
Right.
But I mean, it was good. And then the third one, just the Miley Cyrus one, just was batshit bonkers, and it was fantastical.
Dude,
good times,
man. I fucking loved that episode.
Yeah, it was
so
fun times.
Much.
It was not what I thought was going to happen at all.
Okay,
like,
so
at all.
This is so hokey and crazy, but I got weepy at the very end. Like, at the very end.
Oh,
like,
that's funny.
It is. It's funny, and I'm like, oh. It's just like, they just... we don't want to spoil it,
right?
But
the at the very beginning, I can't even talk about it because I don't want to ruin it. But anyway, it did not go where I thought it was going to go.
Right.
I thought in true Black Mirror fashion, some bad shit was going to go down, and some bad shit goes down, just not how I thought it was going to happen.
Yeah, and it's good. I mean, that's the same as all of them.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really know where they're going to go. You know, in the first one, which I still think is great.
From this season?
Yeah, the striking tigers
striking,
or whatever.
Striking Vipers.
Striking Vipers game.
Smith still hates it. Hates that episode.
That's understandable.
Like, a lot.
It's understandable.
We had a good talk about it. About the whole show. She's like, what's the point of the show? Like, blah, and she starts going off, and I was like, this is the point of the show right now.
Yeah,
exactly what we're doing right now.
Like, like, sometimes very important conversations.
But
like,
it was just funny.
I think about the ones in the past and other seasons where you're like, oh, yeah, you know, you talk about this, you talk about that.
The helicopter parenting one was magical. Where she put the chip in her brain that she could see everything the kids
saw.
That
was so...
I was like, holy hell.
Amazing, yeah. And it was so real,
yikes.
Like, in that, like,
Yeah, you gotta watch Black Mirror, man. It's good.
Oh, that's cool. And they use
I'll get around to it.
Technology.
I know.
Yeah,
that's. I know. I knew right that I'd seen that before. That they use the same technology in the Striking Vipers.
Yeah, that's the one that they use for everything, basically. Yeah.
But this that this is somehow this is like a technology where you just stick this little sticker on your head.
You know what? I'd do it.
Like, you'd get into you'd play that.
Bring
game.
Bring me. I'd put the thing on. Yeah.
I'd be a woman.
If you, well, not the game. Any of them. Like the first episode of season four, where he has the whole. He's like, I created my own universe. It's like they're advertising a holodeck that takes place inside your own brain. And I'm like, bring it on. Mm-hmm. If I can just slap a little doohickey on my brain, and all of a sudden my thoughts become like visual, and I'm like lucid dreaming, but like while I'm awake, bring it on. Because like people that can have like have lucid dreams, it's like. I am insanely jealous because it's very, very rare that I remember any dreams that I ever have. And if I could realize that I'm dreaming and be like, I'm a fly now, whee! Like, how is that not the greatest thing of all time?
I do that.
I used to,
you can lose a dream. You
I
can,
used
like,
to practice.
Can, like, take over your dream. That's got to be amazing.
I could never, like, just do anything. Like, you know, it's so funny. When I was starting to do it and I was, like, trying to, like, I was reading about it and trying to figure it out. And then, like, one of the things was they were saying was, to look at your hands, like practice, like when you're asleep and you have a feeling that you maybe I'm dreaming right now, to look at your hands and something that'll center you in a way.
But I've never had the feeling of like, I think I'm dreaming, like no, ever. Yeah. In the very few dreams that I remember. That
almost like, immediately, I'm like, oh, I'm dreaming.
Like in the very few dreams
every
that
time,
I can actually remember, like.
I don't every time, not for sure. Mm-hmm. Not for sure, not every time. Because sometimes I'm just like along for the ride.
And it's been that way since I was a kid. And when I was younger, I couldn't do whatever I wanted. I would think I could, and I would try to, and I'd try to fly, but it would be like all shitty and bad. But now, like, I want to run at super speed, and I'd be like,
that's
and
so
like,
cool.
Fly. I can do anything.
That's
crazy.
Amazing. I never had dreams that I could fly.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I was a kid, I had dreams that I could jump like a motherfucker, though.
Right.
But I always came down. Like, I'd run, boing, and I'd like, wow, I can jump. And then I was like, I bet I could jump over that wire. And then I'd jump over the wires, like telephone wires. And I was like, I bet I could jump over that tree. Yeah. And then, like, I was just jumping. But it was like, if it got to the point where it was like basically flying, but it was always just a big ass, like, arching rainbow jump.
I had this, like, crazy, I think it's. Because I remember all of them. I had this dream like a year ago, and I was in like a mall. It was sort of like a Jurassic Park situation. We're being chased by dinosaurs.
Fun.
But it was like dinosaurs with like machine guns on their face.
Dino Riders.
Because why do dinosaurs need to be more
Dino Riders. You ever watch that cartoon?
Yeah.
Early?
Oh, yeah.
Freaking lasers on that. These dinosaurs' faces.
And I vividly remember like I'm running down an escalator, and then like a T-Rex is like leaning over the end of the escalator, and like it fires down at me, and I'm all afraid, and I was like, wait a minute, I don't have to be afraid. I'm dreaming. Like, those bullets don't hurt me. So I'm just like, boom, like this. And it's like all on my hand. When I woke up, my hand felt like really warm.
That's so weird.
Usually, yeah, at that point, yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm dreaming. And then I'm like, I'm out of here. Like, yeah. If it's like a scenario that like, this is not pleasant. Okay, I'm out. Like, and that happens a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't really realize it.
I wish.
But what I do have is these dreams where I can jump and then I don't necessarily have to land. I'll just kind of like float and soar a little bit. And then sometimes I can kind of like keep my feet up and like not have to touch the ground. And that's always a trip.
Yeah. Jumping's a dream.
But yeah, I couldn't jump over trees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you should try it.
Well, I've had dreams that I can fly, and I have to like work really hard at it. Like and I can get up and
used
I get
to
up
have to do that.
Over the trees.
Now I'll just be somewhere like, this sucks.
For me, I've never been like it's like I remember as a child having dreams where I would fly, but it would be like more like gliding through the wind rather than I was I had a little bit of control, but not a whole lot, and it was like more dependent on what the wind was doing
like
than
Voldemort
anything else.
Without his body.
I've had that, where you're not totally in control.
Yeah,
you kind of rely on something else to kind of like keep you going.
Good times.
That is good times.
Good times. Anything else? No.
I don't have it.
All right. Well, dreams, I got one dreams, more thing I got to do, and that's this.
Mikey P recommends.
I Am Mother on Netflix.
Agreed.
I want to see that.
I just saw the trailer for that. It looked good.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to put that in.
It is good.
It looked good.
Ooh, we can all watch something.
Dang it, I have questions, but no. Why do you gotta bring up cool stuff in your segment, Mikey?
He's good at what he does.
That's right. right. But for now, let's get out of my garage. Thanks, everyone out there, for listening to the show. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm Rich.
And I'm Mike.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a binge. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.
We'll be right back.
Mississippi Queen.
Anybody got a song you want me to play?
Maybe there'll be an inspiration between now and the end of it. Right now, I can't think of anything.
Right.
Do you have something calling your name?
No. I just keep saying arms wide open because I have it written down for the last time.
Right.
And so I just keep looking down. With arms wide open.
If I had just one wish, only one dear man. It's a sweet song.
What happened to the 90s? And how come everyone sang like that? I mean, Ted. Ted made the best. Did anybody see Ted? The Seth MacFarlane movie with the bear.
Yes.
No?
Yes. Yes.
It's fun.
It is fun.
And it's actually surprisingly very fun. Yeah. But he makes the joke. It's probably in the trailer. It's probably the only scene you've seen where he's like doing karaoke. Mm-hmm. And he's singing Hootie and the Blowfish. What's the song he sings?
Oh, I don't know. Man.
I only want to be with you.
Oh, okay.
But he's like, you ever notice how everyone in the 90s just sang vowels? A-I-O-U. And like, he just goes off on it. Because everyone had that same voice. It's like the Pearl Jam voice. Everyone right. had the same.
I think it's like one of those things where once somebody, yeah, once somebody like,
like, what are you singing, dude?
And then Creed's got to sound
okay
like
up
that.
There?
And then pilots.
And then like they would mumble the word like live lightning crash. Lightning crash. Mountain rise. Like what are you saying?
I still got a big soft spot for STP though.
Yeah.
I saw them live. Nah, when was that?
They would actually sing. Like he didn't have that weird.
I saw like
the last
tour of Scott Weiland before he went off the rails like again. Huh. And then eventually passed away.
But they didn't have that weird 90s voice.
It's close.
I guess some of the songs.
I remember they came
in the Vaseline we are. Yeah. What's real and what's for sale.
And I'm free.
Sing the rest.
And I'm free.
No, keep going.
No, that's Pearl Jam.
I know.
And then,
but I thought that's what
you're thinking
singing.
Of,
they sing.
Plush.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And that's like, isn't that what they? Yeah. Well, I'm freely.
Anyway,
they just blend together.
Yes.
Yeah, but you can actually hear him say the words though. That's the difference.
Yes, it's true.
It's been a long road. Sorry.
And I feel time's a waste of gold. Yep.
I've got faith of the heart. No? Is that not fitting?
What's the other one that I really like?
This is the commercial break, by the way. It's happening. All of us.
We'll do it live.
Singing
burn,
90s song.
Burn, burn.
Yes.
Burn your wicked garden down. Yeah, you can always understand him saying the words, so it's not quite the same.
True story.
But close.
But they all sounded that way. Bush sounded the same way.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, that was a fun commercial break. Wasn't it?
That's the break.
Back to the show.